Now for our story. When the door to her dressing room had opened, revealing the figure of a man, Lisa Fenner could not suppress the startled amazement that was expressed in one word.
Lance.
Lance Fenner, her husband, whom Lisa had never expected to see again, had returned. As husband and wife looked at each other, each lost in overwhelming emotions, Lily Devon, the young entertainer with whom Lisa shared the dressing room, slipped unnoticed out through the door. At last, Lance speaks.
Hello, Lisa. May I come in?
Well, since you're here, Lance.
Don't look so frightened, darling.
I'm not frightened.
Well, this isn't the first time I've come to your dressing room after a show to talk things over. Will you wait to get ready to leave?
No, but...
I'll just sit here on this stool where I can watch you in the mirror. Ah, oh, this is wonderful. Like old times. You're even using the same powder. Gosh, that perfume brings back memories.
Lance, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you.
But it's no use, Lance. I don't want to talk about what used to be. It doesn't help anything.
I didn't come to talk about the past, darling. I'm interested in the present and the future.
There is no future for us. And no present, either. You'd better go, Lance, please.
Lisa, I saw the show tonight. I was so proud of you. You're wonderful, darling, better than ever.
Thank you.
Well, don't think I'm flattering you, dearest. Where your work's concerned, I've always been able to stand aside. Be impersonal, isn't that true?
Yes, Lance. I've always trusted your judgment.
Is that a new dress?
Yes.
You were thinking of me when you bought it, weren't you? You know, I've always loved you in yellow.
I like yellow, too.
Come on, now. Confess.
Lance, you make it so difficult for me to...
Lisa, you're not really angry with me for coming, are you?
Not angry, Lance, but... Well, it seems so useless. I thought you were leaving town. You said you were going on to New York.
Yes, but I changed my mind.
But you said you had such a good offer.
I got a better one here in Chicago.
Oh. Then you're not going away?
I don't want to.
What sort of a job is it, Lance? Is it a good place?
One of the best. You'll like it.
I'll like it. I don't know what you mean.
The offer is for us, darling. It's for Lisa and Lance Fenner.
You mean someone offered you an engagement if we'd work together?
No, it wasn't quite like that. You see, I told them we'd soon be available as a team.
But, Lance, what on earth made you do a thing like that? You know very well, I told you before...
Yes, Lisa. I know what you told me.
Well, then...
And for a couple of days, I really believed you. But then I got to thinking about it, and...
I don't see what there was to think about. I tried to make it very plain how I felt.
That's just it. You tried so hard. Too hard. You didn't put it over, Lisa. You're a wonderful dancer. But as an actress, you're not so convincing.
You think I didn't mean it when I told you I don't love you anymore?
You're right. I don't believe you. You see, darling, the thing that makes a good actress is believing in the part. So it comes straight from inside, from the heart. But that little performance you put on up at Lily Devon's apartment wasn't like that. It flopped.
You're awfully sure of yourself.
Oh, I'll admit it took me in at the time. The way a bad play does. You don't realize what's wrong until later when you get to thinking the whole thing over.
Oh, Lance, you're talking nonsense. All this has nothing to do with what I told you.
But it has. Because there was a big difference between what you told me and what you felt. I'm sure of it now.
No. No, you're wrong.
Lisa, it won't work. You can't fool me again. I know you too well, darling. I know the way you look when you wake up in the morning, like a sleepy little girl. I know how you look when you're happy and when you're hurt. And I know how you look when you're trying to hide what you feel.
You just think you do. I've changed, Lance. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. It's been centuries. But it hasn't been long enough for me to forget. The last night I saw you, when you sent me away, I was so excited, so overcome just with seeing you again, talking to you, that I didn't have my wits about me. You convinced me at the moment, but then I went away and got to thinking about it. I remembered.
Whatever you remembered is...
The way you looked, the sound of your voice, the nervous little things you did with your hands. They didn't add up. You didn't act like a woman who'd stopped loving a man. wanted him to go away.
That was just because you didn't want to believe what I told you.
No, but it's funny. I had the feeling there was something you were hiding, something you were holding back. And yet underneath it, I could feel your love for me. I could feel it flowing toward me, strong and deep.
Well, if you're determined to believe this, what can I do?
Nothing. Nothing but give in to your true feelings.
But I tell you, you're wrong, Lance. I told you what my true feelings were that night. Oh, it isn't that I hate you. Of course I don't. I'm fond of you. We've shared things together, but when a thing is over...
Yes, when it is. But we're not over. You can't convince me we are.
Well, if you refuse to listen, to understand...
All right, Lisa. I'll listen. If you can really make me believe you don't love me, I promise I'll go away now. And you'll never be bothered again. Go ahead.
You see, Lance, there are reasons.
Good. Let's hear your reasons.
Do I have to name them one after the other?
Well, why not? If you have reasons, if they're real, you ought to be able to.
But you can't always put these things into words.
You should be able to. You should be able to. They're so important.
I don't see that it's necessary. I've told you a fact.
All right, darling. Suppose I help you. You say you don't love me. I'm not saying I don't have it coming to me. I've made some awful mistakes, and I know it. And yet, when people really love each other, they survive mistakes. Now, let me name off the reasons for you, and you tell me if they fit. Are you game?
All right. If it'll make you believe me.
Well, first, I made you unhappy. I was selfish, inconsiderate. And I got the big head, letting those silly babes who hung around make a fool of me.
Yes, Lance. You did make me terribly unhappy.
I know I did. I'll never forgive myself for it. But that's the odd thing, Lisa. I think you have forgiven me. Haven't you? Tell me the truth.
All right, Lance. I have to be honest. That's not the reason.
Then what else?
This is silly, Lance. It won't make any difference. Don't you understand? Sometimes there isn't any definite reason. You'll just have to take my word for it. It's no use.
Well, if you won't give me a reason, I've nothing to fight against.
It isn't that I don't like you, Lance. I feel like a friend to you, but that's all.
Lisa, you don't mean that.
But I do, Lance.
A friend. Well, I guess that does it. I've always thought a man who couldn't take no for an answer, who made a pest of himself, ought to have better sense. I've done all I can. So, I'll leave, since you really seem to want me to. And this time, you won't be bothered again. Goodbye, Lisa.
Goodbye? No. No, wait, Lance, I can't let you. Lance!
Lisa. Sweetheart. Just a friend, you say? Oh, darling.
I love you, Lance.
Lisa Fenner clung to her husband, whose strong arm seemed like an encircling barrier against the troubled outside world. And she had a terrible fear. She had relinquished their baby son to another woman. Did Lisa dare to tell Lance the truth? And if she did, could she hope that he would forgive her?